Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift. Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
Again for the second time this week last night, and I am Zach, obviously Glinda, Noe Towers.
And I'm Chelsea Dargo.
I fucking hate you. Do you know what's so funny is my sister one time was listening to the podcast and she stopped to text me and go, I cannot believe Zach called you Chelsea.
Yeah, we'll believe it.
You're such a cunt.
Believe
you know what? I take it back. You're Alphabet.
Believe it, Morgan.
I wonder if that ever happens to you. Hey, drop a comment below if you ever get your name called the wrong way.
My mom used to call me Shadow, which is our dog's name. On accident, but it happened a lot. Shadow, Zach.
Oh, they go through the whole roster. Mike, Molly, yeah. And you're like,
there's like a male name in there that's like her lover that you don't know. You're like, who's Curtis?
Scandalous.
Yeah.
Hey, when we're recording this, it is Black Friday. And when this comes out, it'll be Cyber Monday. I'm apologizing in fucking advance for this singing problem that we have.
Yeah. Well, it's actually a treat because you have a beautiful voice.
I don't know how to take that because it sounded like you were
being
facetious.
No. Okay. To be clear, I was trying to come up with an insulty joke.
Okay.
And then I was like, just be
nice. That's insult
enough. Bing bong. Housekeeping.
What's up with you? Did you like Wicked? Thoughts, behaviors, bad dreams?
Oh, no bad dreams. I really enjoyed it. And the second time, it's 2 hours and 40 minutes. It didn't feel that long the first time.
Uh-uh.
It really didn't feel that long the second time.
No.
Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande just like deserve all the
praise.
Accolades they're getting. Yeah.
And now people are saying we see why they were crying all the time in the press tour, because this movie is just like so fucking emotional.
And they both like grew up with it, I think.
It
so
was
it's like
manifested by Ariana, and then to hear Cynthia's connection to it too, it's like it makes you want to buy one of those manifestation courses and be like, you know what? Maybe I should.
Maybe I should be Elphaba in the second part.
I would.
What if we both got, what if they recast
as us? You would be such a good girl, Linda.
Also, thank you. Also, wow, what an allegory for white women who voted for Trump.
Yeah, it's not great to see yourself
in the
mirror so hard.
She walks her friend right up to the precipice of greatness and then goes, oh, no, not me.
I can't come.
I'm going to actually help these bad people.
Yep, you got to go because this doesn't look good for me.
Oh, it really it was too real.
There's been a lot of good discourse on the meaning and like the subtle tease of like what's happening. And it was funny, we went last night with a group of your friends who were majority queer, and like when we got out of the movie, people were like, yeah, but you know, it probably feels different now than it did when like
it
the
was written
Broadway
in, like, the early like 2000s, wasn't it?
It was based on a book that was written even longer ago.
Oh, was it? In when was the book written, like the 90s?
It was by two gay men, I think. Yeah,
whoa.
Of course,
Lewis and Clark,
famously gay.
You know they did some gay stuff while they found
Bro,
a path.
You're at sea for a long time.
Mm, I think they were landbound.
Oh, were they now?
I think they explored the United States of America.
I thought they were the Columbus fucks.
That's Columbus, actually.
He was gay for sure.
Lewis and Clark, like, famously stole a Native American woman and, like, had her help them. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's
the story of Pocahontas?
Sacagawea's story.
Fuck.
Oh, no.
Don't.
Yeah,
Google.
Now we've walked into uncharted territory, unlike Lewis and Clark.
Which was definitely already somebody's territory.
Totally. Housekeeping.
Housekeeping for me. I feel like I have come into a full circle of, like, feeling like a teen again with not knowing how to flirt with bisexual women.
Oh, I saw you thread this.
Yes.
You're like, girlies, how are we telling other girls that we think they're cute or whatever?
Because I have a gym crush, which, like, you're not supposed to have because a gym is supposed to be a safe space, you know?
No, gym crushes are literally one of the most, like, pure forms of crushes.
It's okay.
Gym crush?
I thought gym crush was like, crust? I thought gym crust was like, you can have it, but you never act on it.
Is that like you said crust again?
I did.
I mean, that might be true, but, like, it's okay to have a gym crush, and you should absolutely keep that alive and well until there's a strong signal to move it outside of the gym.
We sit, not sit, we, like, lay next to each other in yoga, like, 3 times a week.
Okay.
And
do you, like, hold space for each other? I didn't mean to do that, but, like,
are you sure? Because, like, that was pretty perfect.
Yeah, I know. Do you, like, literally, like, hey, come here?
No. Or is it like, no, no, no. We just, like, happen to always end up next to each other, which I feel like is sign number one.
That's it. You both do it to each other? Like, you.
Yeah, I think so.
Have you spoken?
Not, like, in a way that's, like,
meaningful.
Hey, meaningful. Yeah, it's always, like, asides or, like, okay, see ya. Have a good one. Like,
and
okay,
this is at your fancy gym?
Yeah. And, like, we do yoga. And so we're constantly, like, there are moves in yoga that, like, you constantly face the person next to you and, like, they're facing the other way. So I just get to, like, stare at
her form.
And then I know she's staring at me. And it's, like, this really, like, song and dance of, like, and you're breathing. Like, there's this, like,
sure. Yeah, and you're, like, meditating next to, you're sweating.
And it's, like, first thing in the morning. We're just in our, like, naturalist state. And I'm, like, and she's just really my fucking type.
Do we know anything about her?
I don't know how much I want to reveal.
Like, is she queer?
Okay, so here's where I wanted to, like, talk about it, because I think I have a pretty good gaydar. I've even, like, pre-predicted people who say that they're straight, and I've been like, I think that person's pretty fucking gay. And then years later, I've been like, look, I was right.
Yeah.
So I think it's giving by.
Okay.
But I used to have the balls. I think it was back when I was drinking, to just straight up walk up to someone and be like, you are so hot. Are you queer by chance? Or, like, are you, like, are you in a relationship? Like, what's your status? Like, is it weird if I'm flirting with you? Like, I don't know how I had so much game.
Well, okay. Alcohol?
Yeah.
Okay.
And now I think I've been also in a accidentally monogamous with a man relationship now for, like, a year. I feel like I'm out of practice.
First of all, I love that approach. That's how I would gravitate towards an approach. She'd be like, I'm so sorry. You are stunning. Like, what's your whole deal? And then, like, I think there's the casual aspect of, like, letting them know you're not weird or stalking. You're just blunt.
Uh-huh. Which can be received one of two ways, usually.
Well, yeah, you know, but that's the high risk, high reward of it all.
Yeah.
I like it. I like an IRL bold moment.
I think the thing is, too, because it's our gym, where you don't approach them in the locker room ever.
No.
Because that's where you get naked and you don't want to make
people uncomfortable. That's so funny, gay guys, it's like the opposite.
Oh, my God. No, I would never. Unless we were, like, in the sauna together, just gossiping, gabbing.
Sure.
But, like, I'm at a place where I really feel like, because I haven't used it, I've lost it. I'm like, how do I know if a girl's bi?
Used it or lost it?
Everyone has tattoos and, like, cute bangs these days. Like,
you know,
I don't fucking know.
So funny is I have a friend who's bi who wants to get tattoos so people will know that she's bi.
She should.
Wait, but you just said everyone has tattoos.
But that's the thing is, like, now I'm worried that I'm thinking everyone, and, like, maybe everyone is just a little bi now.
Yeah.
In the spaces that I'm in. But I truly, I'm worried that I've just been with a dude for too long. And I'm like, my number one complaint has just been, like, I miss feminine energy. I like crave it. It's something I think about all the time. And it's like now I feel like it's more noticeable than ever because it's been so long.
Totally.
Since I've been with a girl. And I'm just like, I'm itching in a weird fiend-y way and I don't like it.
Okay, you're becoming insatiably horny for a feminine touch.
Yeah. That's a great way of putting it. I made it sound creepy, serial killery. You made it sound like a psychological thing.
I mean, horniness is dangerous. You know what I mean? Sometimes you're too horny to leave the house.
Sometimes you're too horny to make a rational like decision wrapped up in your head about it.
So what I will say is I think there is some beauty to letting the gym crush simmer and cook as long as you possibly can. Mm-hmm. Like, try not to put all your horniness towards the gym crush. But also, like, fucking stalk the shit out of them. Find out who they are.
Yeah, you're right. I should do some deep diving.
Or just next time after class, be like, I see you all the time, but we've never really talked. I'm Kelsey.
That I'm good at. And you know what's crazy is I do that probably 10 times a day to people that I'm not sexually interested in.
Yeah.
So I don't know why I put this weird like.
I think this also goes back to my goal. I try to friend zone everyone immediately. Mm. And then even if I'm really attracted to them, just be like, we're friends. Mm-hmm. You like them. You're seeing if you like them as a friend. Would you hang out with them?
Interesting.
And like, I kind of tried to put the attraction on the back burner and just talk to them.
And see if like you even like them. Okay.
And then it's like low stakes. They can feel it's low stakes.
Yeah.
You know, I think hot people also are maybe shocked when people are not hitting on them.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
No, because I'm not one of those people. So I don't know. Hmm. I'm famously never hit on.
See, none of us believe you.
I have said this for my whole life.
Just because it's your secret doesn't mean it's your truth.
Okay, wicked.
Yeah.
You know what line I'm stealing from Gladiator, which we also saw yesterday? Wood or steel, they both have a point.
Oh, yeah, I loved that one. That was great.
And you just had a point.
Oh, yeah, I'm very smart. It just does. I mean, if you don't get hit on, it's because you're already hitting on the person.
Huh. Or is my nature just flirtatious?
Yeah. Maybe you don't even know.
No one has ever come up to me and hit on me and asked me out before. Ever. In my whole fucking life.
If there was a button that said, you know, like, is this true?
Uh-huh.
And I was betting my life on it.
You would hit no?
Yeah.
I can recall one time where
caught her in a lie.
But here's the kicker. He was fucking blacked out, wasted, like falling off a curb, and like handed me his phone and was like, can I get your number? And I was like, no. And he's like, why? And I was like, because I don't want to. And I didn't say it like that. I was like, oh, because I don't want to. And he was like,
God, you uppity
bitch.
What
do you mean? Like, he couldn't understand.
Was he hot?
No. Well, maybe. I just couldn't see past the drunk. Sloppiness.
Of course not. You're like,
and that's the only time someone has been bold enough to be like, well, let me get your number.
You've
been with me more than you've not been with me as a friend in the last 5 years. Have I ever been hit on in front of you?
Well, no, because people think I'm your alpha boyfriend.
Bro, I can promise you with my whole heart, no one has ever thought that.
Everyone thinks you're taken by me.
Or without you. Except for my chiropractor did think that once.
Yeah, this chiropractor, we did everything but suck someone else's dick. And he was like, and just give her kisses, like tender kisses.
Dude, that's the only time that's ever happened. I can promise you that.
That
you've been confused as my boyfriend.
I don't think so.
But think about it. No one's ever approached me.
I'm not moving, I could be straight.
Zach, you're glowing.
I know.
You can't. You're like Glenda. You've got an aura about you.
A gay ass aura.
So then let me ask you this, because now too, I'm like trying to put myself back out there and like get bold about it. How do you think bisexual women know if they're in, like, how would you ask someone? It's like, just because we're both bi doesn't mean I'm your type or you're into me.
Sure.
So then how do I like gauge, like, do you want to grab a coffee? Like, but that could just sound like I don't want it to sound like I'm just trying to network with her. I'm like, I would like to
do it in a sexy way. Well, what platform is
this on? I don't know, maybe in person or DMs.
I mean, this is tough because I've been on the apps. Yeah. And so I'm pretty, unless I've accidentally matched, and Tinder can go F itself. for the just looking for friends option. Oh, yeah.
No one's ever used that.
But I don't look at that. So sometimes I'm swiping and I match with someone and we're chatting. I'm like, oh, they're married. They're just looking for friends. I'm like,
you literally have. People can match with you that are just looking for friends when you don't have that. I don't think on our filter you can do that. Like if you don't hit that you're looking just for friends, it won't show you anyone that's looking just for friends.
Maybe I have it in mind that I'm
all everything.
Yeah. Like I haven't restricted anything. I do think there should maybe be a different app for
friendship. Yeah.
Cause I like get on these apps in like a horny state of mind. I'm not like, where's my new buddy?
Yeah.
I forgot what your question was. Oh, how do you, so I'm
how do you make
apps.
It explicit that it's a sexual thing?
Okay. Well, I don't know if you
should
do
say
that.
It like that. You want to get coffee in a sexual way?
You know what I've been told a million times? Yes. Do you want to get some fuck coffee?
Some fuck espresso?
Some cunty cold
fuck
brew?
Espresso?
Yeah. Some lubed up.
My God. Yeah. Lattes?
Good.
You set them up. Yeah. I'm just hitting them.
What's a matcha one? Some
munching matcha.
Wow, you are good.
It's in my coffee, baby.
Okay, so I've been told now multiple times by men that they are disoriented by me asking them to coffee.
In what way?
They don't see that as a romantic at all. Like, they're like, I've had several guys made coffee be like, you know, you're the first guy to ever ask me to coffee on Tinder, Grindr, Hinge, whatever.
So I should go for like more like, you want to grab a drink? And then I say, just getting out of drink, I'll have a mocktail.
Well, maybe you could just make it more of a date angled thing.
Okay.
I assume that with girls, like, it's such a risk with men because you've dated men.
Yeah.
Sometimes they are the worst company ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I feel like men are often worse company than women.
Yeah.
So I do coffees because it's like a 45-minute experience.
Exactly. I'm in and out. I know within 5 seconds.
But with like a girl, couldn't you be like, oh, my friend is doing like, you know, a vagina art gallery show. Don't laugh. It probably exists. Like,
probably.
You know.
It's at the Melrose Trading Post every Sunday.
Yeah. So you take them to like some like art. Like nighttime
activity.
Okay.
I guess there's like just this fear that girls are going to think I'm just asking them to hang out.
I mean, you could be bold, and if it's not something like you're already friends with this person, are you already friends with this person?
No.
Okay. Then you'd be like, you know what? I think you're like so cute and fun.
Would you want to
like do something sometime?
Oh, I like that.
And then if they at all are like, oh my God, yes. I'm like, okay, date night. I'll plan it.
Okay.
And then it drop little things. I think that's like micro flirtations where you say things like, cute, you look really pretty.
Date. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, your like skin is so soft. Like,
ooh.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess my regular personality just is flirtatious because these are all things I would, I got to figure it out, man. I don't know.
But I will say this is like, I think people listening are probably very refreshed to hear that someone like you also struggles in this department. Imagine someone who's not outgoing.
Oh.
And then like,
I don't know how you do anything.
No.
I don't know how you get anywhere, get anything you need. Like,
or express your wants and desires and not just bottle them up. And
the dating apps are also for that because you're like clearly there for the same thing. Which I am on the apps. I'm like chatting with a couple people that I'm like interested in, which is fine. But I'm finding this weird nervous energy in the flesh where I'm just like, oh my God, I feel like I've been like out of practice.
I think that's good.
I need to be humbled.
I mean, I think
I need some humble pussy.
Butterfly. You have like, yes.
I need a humble piece of pussy pie.
I think butterflies are a great sign of like excitement.
Yeah, I think also too, like with the holidays coming up, people are kind of like not looking for any like to start anything serious, and it's kind of really low stakes. Like,
but it's also
if we can get together, great.
Balls deep in cuffing season, so there's a lot of activities.
That's true. There's a lot of things to do.
I would not put any sort of like generalization on time of year being a weird time to like go date. On a date. Yeah. If anything, I think it's a really romantic time of year
because there's so many cute things.
Yeah. Oh my! You could literally
go look at lights.
Go to the Grove when it snows.
And if like, you don't know that exists, you should go and you live in LA.
It's so
fun,
so cute,
stupid fun.
They should have like a pumpkin patch, but where you like hunt elves.
Hmm.
I don't know. Just like a bunch of little elves running around, and you like paintball gun them.
Okay, like a laser tag situation,
yeah,
but themed,
yeah,
outside
to Christmas. I was trying to think of like what you would like, what would be a pumpkin patch Christmas vibes beside Christmas tree?
Going to look at the lights. That's a thing. Like, haven't you seen all those tours of going to look at lights?
Totally,
Christmas markets,
but like something that you would like bring activity home as a trophy.
I think a Christmas market.
Okay.
Yeah. Glog.
Yeah. I mean,
ornaments.
I'm sure
like
there's stuff everywhere you go. Mm. But I would say lean into this time of year.
Speaking of leaning into this time of year and stuff, when we come back from this break, we're going to talk about this week's topic, which is buying now.
If you're getting deep into wedding season like we are, Birdie Gray is about to be your new bestie. They've got the cutest, affordable dresses that are perfect for any vibe. Birdie Gray believes that everyone in a wedding should look great without breaking the bank. Amen. That's why all of their bridesmaid dresses start at just $99. They come in all the colors from champagne to all shades of green and even brighter colors like lemon sorbet and lipstick red. Birdie Gray isn't just for bridesmaids, though. They've got gorgeous wedding guest styles, too. And for the brides, they also have a beautiful collection of budget-friendly little white dresses, all under $150. These will have you covered for all the bridal events, from engagement photos to bachelorette and even wedding after party. We've got to talk about their PJs, which I have. They are so soft. These are perfect for like a bridal suite or just lounging around. And best of all, Birdie Gray offers free fabric color swatches to nail the perfect bridesmaid dress look for the crew. Visit birdiegray.com now to get your first 6 swatches for free, available for a limited time until December 3rd. That's birdiegray.com to find your dream bridesmaid dresses. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you are definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. The good news is we don't have to suffer through any of it anymore, because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Now tell me, we've all felt this before, but are you experiencing PMS symptoms like irritability, moodiness, discomfort, or uncontrollable cravings? What about racing thoughts and low moods? How about poor sleep, honey? We are all so guilty. What if you have no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. Hormone Harmony is not just some hormone supporting supplement. It becomes a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. What? That is fast. And for a limited time only, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Kelsey at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Kelsey for 15% off today. Confidants, we all love skincare and makeup, duh, but have you ever considered the way you put it on your face to be just as valuable and important as the product itself? Well, you should. Because since 2019, Anissa Beauty has been leading the way in creating vegan and cruelty-free makeup and skincare brushes that are safe for your skin and the planet. They are known for their viral and award-winning Pinnacle Foundation Brush. Anissa Beauty has become a fan favorite among beauty lovers. I got the Pinnacle Foundation Brush and I have been using it. Let me tell you what, it turns any like drugstore makeup product into what looks like a luxury, amazing, blur filtered look. And I was like, oh my God, the brush is as important as the product. Okay. All I can say is the Anissa Beauty Pinnacle Foundation Brush is an absolute game changer in my daily routine. It's more than just a brush. It is the gateway to understanding that the tool you use can be more important than the actual product. So check out the Pinnacle Foundation Brush as well as several other amazing brushes at AnissaBeauty.com and get 30% off site-wide with code Kelsey. That's AnissaBeauty.com.
I'm
click,
probably
click,
gonna
click, 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 click.
Because it's buying now, click, but we've click, also click. Been talking about your bisexuality. It's BI-ING.
Oh my God, buying now should be the title for this week. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're a genius. It's Cyber Monday, brother, when this comes out. It's Black Friday, actually,
when
today.
When is it not Cyber Monday anymore?
That is what I feel so deeply in my bones.
I don't, it's, I would love to think that everyone is getting wise to like capitalism and all its evils, but like
the ease and accessibility is just
too much. Almost,
it's too fucking much. And do you see this a lot on threads? Maybe it's because I clicked on one post and now it's endless of this same thing. But like people talking about tip culture with delivery, like someone buying your groceries and like how much it costs that they're expecting tip wise and things like that. And it's like, well, I'm paying for the service. That's the point. And then if I tip X amount, like that's just great. Like corporations should be paying people more.
Well, that's the thing. They've put it on the consumer, person. And I will say tipping culture just got, it's getting
crazy.
And some of them start at 20 and go to 35%.
Wild.
I'm like, do you remember? I'll never forget. This is burned into my memory. I hope you don't lose sleep over it like I do.
I remember this. I already know what you're going to say.
When you tipped a crystal store employee like $30.
Because I bought $100 worth of stuff and a screen popped up. And did I want a tip? And I instinctively just panicked.
And you're like, wait, I just shopped
$100
myself.
It was for a birthday gift.
Yeah. And you didn't, it wasn't like you were like, and I need this and
no.
I need this. And
I didn't ask a single question to them.
And you're like, you walked out, you're like, I think I just tipped $28 to that person.
I did. I feel like an idiot.
Damn.
And never again. You do it once and never happens again.
Yeah.
We are both guilty of being online shoppers, but there is a fine line between accessibility, ease, people that actually like use it, need it, and the casual shopper. And then there's me. I see it on TikTok. I get the high. I want to buy. You've got a better handle on that kind of thing.
1,000,000%. Not to leave you out on a ledge.
Well, you usually do. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, you know, honey, you'd be walking out there.
I'm balanced.
Yeah.
How do you control your urge to buy when you see something cool on the internet?
I'm not really fed that many cool things, I don't think.
Oh, so it's my algorithm's fault.
Okay, so like on TikTok, for instance, when I see sponsored or that little orange,
I skip right.
Yeah, so why are you seeing stuff?
Because I follow so many like cleaning TikToks or like organization hacks. None of them are sponsored. It's affiliate links.
Okay, so this is the other thing. Like, I'm like becoming more and more of a believer that like most good things that are real and actually useful are well known.
Ooh.
There's not like all these things are like, oh, this will make this easier. This will make this better. Oh, this is the thing you can't live without. But
if
often,
it does, you have it.
Yeah.
It's a thing you know about and you've been waiting to buy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a Dyson.
Sure.
That's worth every penny.
Yeah, but they go, this is a wet vac handheld. Yeah. And you're like,
is it?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a tiny robot that'll also mop my floors. Yeah, do I need that?
Exactly. And it really
you're making good points.
Yeah, so I'm just like, oh, this is a gimmick.
Yes. So, okay. There was a documentary released on Netflix because you know I'm a doc girl. You know I fucking love a documentary. And it was released, not by accident, on the week of Black Friday. Mm. They fucking did this on purpose. And they put it as like the star highlighted, like new on Netflix, watch now.
How do they decide to do that? Did Netflix do that?
Oh, yeah.
Or was it in like the contract
both.
Of the...
Okay, I'm okay. sure both. And it is a documentary called Buy Now. And it is the science behind the culture of... It's basically
a one-click shopping or whatever.
Yeah, it's a takedown of Amazon. And they like sort of bring down, you know, the H&Ms, the Zaras, the Sheins a little bit. But the main thing is Amazon.
Yeah.
And how it's like...
One click.
Ruined our society and what they've done. Do you remember Seaspiracy that came out during the pandemic?
Everyone was like, we're never
eating fish.
Yeah.
This is happening online where people are calling this the shopping conspiracy documentary.
Yeah, no one's talking about Seaspiracy anymore.
Yeah. So it delves into the manipulative strategy employed by major corporations to drive consumerism and all the resulting environmental impacts that it has.
Which is huge.
Yeah. So like, obviously, we already know companies like Amazon, Apple and Adidas use sophisticated marketing strategies to encourage continuous consumer spending. So we know the tactics. But it was really interesting, this doc, because they get a bunch of fucking whistleblowers. So, like, former vice president of Adidas, former, like, person who literally invented the click buy one click now button. Like, all of these whistleblowers who used to be a part of the problem inventing it are now speaking out against it in, like, a big way.
The person who made
way.
The Keurig cup says it's, like, their biggest regret.
Flaw. Yeah. So that's what was interesting about this, was to hear them saying, like, no, I invented this button, and Amazon has so many resources that we could test literally, like, the color that got most people to click on this thing. And they could run it across their entire site and, like, test this at all times. And they're just, like, data aggregates. And they can sell that formula and information to other companies, like the Sheins, the Temus, et cetera, et cetera. Obviously, we know everything about, like, the color theory, where if you have something that's, like, ticking down and it's red, you're going to be more influenced to put it in your cart, like, if you have a time.
Oh, also, the 22% off. It's the red line through it, and it shows you what it was and what it is now.
That's fucking made up. It was never that. It was always $22. But you can actually, in America, you can sue over false advertising if a company does that for longer than a certain period of time. There's some people on TikTok getting a civil lawsuit together over, I think it's a pajama company that does that marketing tactic, but you're, like, not allowed to have that all the time. It has to actually be a sale, which is interesting, but it's so unregulated. It's, people get away with it all the time.
And, like, who's going to, like, take the time and energy to sue over, like, a $30 thing?
Exactly. This one kind of blew my mind and fucked me up, and it's obvious, but I had never thought about it in this way. But back in, like, 1920 in New York City, there were light bulbs and light bulb manufacturing companies. And they made, like, the big Broadway lights and things like that. Mm-hmm. And there are lights that are on Broadway that are still the original light bulb. That's how good the quality was. These light bulb companies all got together in 1920 and said, everyone bought a light bulb. We have no one else to sell to. What are we going to do about it? And they all decided, as a collective, we're going to make light bulbs last 2 years instead. That way, every two fucking years, you have to buy a new thing. And that took America by storm. Printers, computers, iPhones, products. Everything now has this undercurrent of what's called planned obsolescence, which means products are intentionally designed to have limited lifespans, compelling consumers to replace more items frequently.
Oh my God, that makes me sick to my stomach.
Isn't that, like, duh? Of course they did that, but you've never thought about it.
I'm naive in that I did not know that they had that technology in 1920.
That's why they're never going to cure cancer.
That I knew.
Same idea. It's too much of a moneymaker.
Wow. But also, it's so funny too, because me as a consumer buying light bulbs and stuff, there are light bulbs now at these hardware stores that say, like, last 10 years or 15 years.
They're trying to be that better guy.
But they're more expensive. And in my head, I go, oh, no, I'm not going to get a $36 light bulb. I'm just going to get, because I'm like, where am I going to be? Am I going to bring my light bulb with me? No, I'm going to, like, move and just buy another 10 pack for $8.
And we grew up thinking that a light bulb's life only lasts 2 years. Like, that's how we grew up.
Wow, that's... Yeah, we deserve everything that's coming to us.
And so
the tsunamis, the boiling,
the planet on fire.
Yeah.
So this other stat I couldn't believe, and I almost, like, didn't believe, but every day there are over 1 million iPhones thrown away.
Worldwide.
Every day. I'm like, how is that mathematically possible?
Well, there's 8 billion people on Earth,
yeah,
and, like, all
and because
of them have
they
an iPhone.
Make a new one every year, people are just adding to that cycle.
Well, also think about the chaotic gays who are breaking them every day.
Exactly, 1 million iPhones. They were showing the piles that, like, come out of that. It is fucking insane to see, like, that many, like, computers, printers. So
just, like, stuff that doesn't break down either.
Yeah. So then my favorite part was, there was this guy. He looked like a total, like, nerdy just dude, just like a total Dorcas. And he invented the company, like, iFixit or whatever, which was in response to Apple not wanting consumers to be able to fix their own iPhones. So they started using like a special glue that would seal the iPhone shut. And so people weren't like third party stores couldn't open iPhones to be able to fix the inside. They just wanted people to buy a new one. So this guy said, fuck that shit, and made an entire company that's now thriving that teaches you how to fix anything. Like literally like any manual for any electronic or like highly sought after bought device.
Yeah.
They have little companies all across the world that you can go into the store or like send it into or download a PDF online and fix it, called iFixit. And it was so successful that all the big corporations like Amazon send them cease and desists like every single day. And he's like, I just tell them to fuck off. Because they're like, you can't print out our like packaging information. Like, you're not allowed to print out our instruction manual. And they're like, yeah, we don't give a shit. And I was like,
whoa.
This guy is like the true underdog of taking down big corporations.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that cuckoo pants? Anything to silence him.
Also, like, the way we've been raised is to not look for the tools to fix the thing.
Correct.
It's like we're incentivized. Oh, if you bring in your busted ass old phone, we'll lock you into a contract. And like,
we've also not been taught to fix things. Like, we don't have that like class anymore. You know what I mean? Like, all of our dads always want to get their tools out.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have that generation.
No.
Me, I do, because meth energy.
Meth energy.
By the way, there's a character in Moana 2 that is me.
She's
just meth energy.
She almost gets them killed.
Well, it's exciting.
It is.
Obviously, this is another known, the environmental impact. It highlights the massive waste generated by overconsumption.
Oh my God, we did not tell them what we did for Thanksgiving.
I'm so sorry. How did
we forget? For those of you who just...
We did Moglicka de Peppo.
Moglicka de Peppo. We went to 3 movies... Thank you, AMC A-List.
Shout out, AMC.
We went to a morning showing of Gladiator 2.
At 11 a.m.
Then we attempted to go to Buca de Pepe, which is a family-style restaurant. There were 9 of us. Every third person had a different allergy. So one person was vegan, one person was vegetarian, one person was pescatarian, one
celiac,
person was gluten-free.
One person's non-dairy.
And one's non-dairy.
And
so,
we're like, what are we doing at an Italian pasta factory?
And they even had a gluten-free menu, but we couldn't.
Yeah.
Figure out how to split things up. So we went to the food court and we all got our own. Kelsey got a mountain of Pizza Hut and like sides from KFC to recreate like Thanksgiving for us, which was
nobody
very cute.
Nobody dove into a single piece.
I had a garlic knot.
You did?
And I had a bite of the pasta.
Oh, good.
And I used the term pasta
lightly,
very loosely.
Yeah.
And then we saw Moana 2 and rolled right into Wicked
again, which was, it was the best day.
It was
home
so,
by 9:30.
I cannot believe you're able to sit through movies like that.
Me?
Yeah.
I love movies.
Okay.
I do have a movie podcast.
It's very anti-meth energy. Do you
know
what I mean?
Yes, but it's where I can zone out.
Okay.
It's like the best distraction.
I think that's why Tay likes them too. Because
we love Taylor Swift.
You can shut down.
You can't think of anything else.
Yeah.
You're just right there. Okay, so back to us ruining our earth. which you don't do by going to the movies. That is a harmless.
I'm sure we do in some way.
Okay, you're right. A big thing that they don't like say, but we all kind of know, is that the companies have no responsibility on controlling waste from their companies.
Really?
So like they,
there's none?
There's no regulation about like you guys have to control, like if someone returns something, you have to like recycle it or reuse
Apple
it.
Apple does.
They don't have to. And they don't. They destroy. There's so much waste. For instance, 15 million garments are sent to Ghana weekly. Oh, and I was wrong on the fact about the iPhone. It's 13 million phones are discarded daily. 13 million. I thought it was 1 million. Missing a 3. 13 million. Daily.
Well, how many iPhones have you had in the course of your life?
Probably 15, 20.
Wow.
How many have you had?
Under 10.
You're better than
like,
me.
Like, I still have the 13.
I just upgraded.
Wait, I might actually have the 12. You know what's so funny? As soon as you start really paying your own bills, like you hold on to things until they like...
Oh, well, I had the 12. I upgraded from the 12. So I really held on to that thing for a minute.
Okay.
But what we don't talk about is that the
13. I have the 13. I'm so sorry.
The literal amount of recycling that actually isn't recycled, that can't be recycled, like the plastics that they put on packaging and clothes cannot actually be recycled. So it goes straight to a landfill. And we're sending all of these clothes to other countries to bury or burn, which is ruining our greenhouse gases. So they show just like huge stacks and piles of garbage being like lit on fire every day. And I'll never forget when I went on a girls trip to a winery in the Baja in Mexico. Mm-hmm. We were driving around these like amazing, gorgeous, beautiful vineyards and next to the ocean. I was like, oh my God, this place is like a paradise. Why doesn't anyone know about it? And then like 5 o'clock would come around and these huge smoking smokestacks all over in the distance, in the hills, you would see smoke. And we were like, what the fuck is that? They were burning garbage from America. Oh my God. We send it to them and they fucking burn it or they bury it. Or it ends up in the ocean.
Could you imagine, like, in 1,200 years when a better quality of life being comes along and, like, dig up, like, $8.99 crop tops from TJ Maxx?
Yeah. Oh, my God. 15 million garments are sent to Ghana weekly.
That actually sounds low for whatever reason.
Oh, my God.
Picture the TJ Maxx, Marshalls, all those, like, just, like, huge things of clothes. Think about how they print the winning team for football games.
Oh, yeah, and then they send the – that's, like, the most harmless version of that.
I know. I'm just saying it's, like, they know going into it – half of this stuff
is not
going to
be
literally going to a landfill.
And so what this doc was showing was that the impact that these huge corporations, millions, billions of dollars, very, very 1% wealthy people are putting the burden on developing countries to deal with the environmental impact. So what they're saying is we're sending them clothes. We're doing good by doing this. But they're actually sending them 15 million items of garment that they couldn't possibly use or pass out, and they're saying like, oh, we're doing such a good deed. And instead they're going like, please stop sending us your shit, your garbage. Like every single person now has a Shein crop top. Like we don't need more. Wow. And instead we're like, oh, we're such good people. There was also a lot of resistance to change internally. So like the whistleblowers were kind of talking about how like they were trying to change from things from the inside. And there was like famously this big Amazon walkout that was like scheduled to happen, and it was gonna fuck up their whole chain of system and lose them all these millions of dollars a day by people doing this. And like the day before it was scheduled to happen, Bezos released this like, we're joining like the Greenhouse Impact Fund. Like we're gonna do this big environmental shift and change and things. And so it like prevented the walkout from actually happening. But then what they saw was like that environment or that organization that he joined doesn't actually do anything. It's not like regulated. There's no action that's coming through.
Wait, didn't they? I saw a commercial where they're like, we're gonna be like emissions free by like 2027 or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they say that there's a lot of like R&D going into like figuring out how to make the environmental impact different. And it's not that we need to be making the problem is that we need to stop making things.
Yeah.
The problem is not we got to figure out how to clean it up.
Oh, no, it's the solution is y'all make less money.
Yeah.
Off of this service that you're providing.
Correct.
Because it's all snake eating its own tail.
Yes. And it's like everything that every single body on Earth needs for a lifetime already exists on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
Like we don't, there literally does not need to be any more plastic.
Every time I see a new building going up and there's a bunch of vacant buildings around it.
Yeah.
I'm like, use the buildings that are up.
The development is a problem. And then like sustainable housing, affordable housing, like is a whole problem. But there was like some light at the end of the tunnel with this doc, which I really encourage everyone to watch, even just like for knowledge is power moment, even if you're not going to change or anything. Like I feel definitely affected by it. And that's why I fucking love documentary films, is because you can like literally change a person's mind. And that resonates with me of like what I think I'm on here, planet Earth, to do in a way.
Sure.
Is like, just watch it to be aware. Don't be the bystander consumer that's like so actively a part of the problem, like I've been for so long that I like would like to change.
Yeah.
And like make a difference. And it being Black Friday and Cyber Monday, I was like, okay, I'm gonna like actively not participate in it or go shopping. Or like I had made a deal with myself like 2 years ago that I was only going to for a year try and buy things thrifted or secondhand. And I think I made it almost nearly the whole year. I think I bought like one or two new things. And I was like, oh, I could do this. Like, this is cool.
I was going to say, I'm patting myself on the back. I only buy secondhand.
Yeah. That's like an easy, cool, I mean, fun.
It is fun. You actually get to go like hunting shop, for stuff.
Which
like,
is not a thing anymore of the day. And we all say like, oh, it's I'm busy. Or like a lot of times these fast fashion companies actually cater to bigger bodies. So a lot of people are like, oh, that's sure, the only place I can find things that are like, yeah, fashionable and of course, in my size.
I mean,
there's like a bigger problem.
I'm not going to hold it against anyone who struggles to find things that fit them and look good on them.
Yeah, I'm feeling inclusive.
Like, honestly, like they deal with enough other things. So shop where you want to shop. But if you have, and that's the thing, that's the incentive with secondhand, like it costs less.
Yeah, it really does. Like you're saving money by
saving the planet.
Look at us. I would like to get resources too. So if you guys have anything that you'd like to use, like I love using Poshmark and Mercari. I'm a part of like a couple of Facebook groups that are like buy nothings. I'm really trying to find like a book exchange because I fucking love books.
You know where I get books is like Goodwill and Out of the Closet. They're a dollar.
And they're really good and they're new because people read them and then they just don't.
Yeah. Again, it's fun because I have this ongoing list of books. Although also we should be supporting, I think, authors. So maybe get the digital version of books.
Kindle's a big resource for that. But then again, that's Amazon bought. Amazon bought it.
So wait, are we trying not to use Amazon? Is that the thing?
Not trying to use it. I think just have better shopping habits. Like clothes, I think, is a big thing that I've done a good job at distancing myself from. Like I'm not really buying new clothes ever. I just don't like having more stuff than I need. But my thing is things.
Oh, I know, honey.
Decor.
So wait, okay, can we talk about what your goals and actionable things are, and then can I harp on you?
Yes.
Okay.
I would like to use Amazon less.
Okay. Or like, do you have boundaries around it? Like office supplies?
Yeah. Like if food. I can get it at the store, I should.
Okay.
And I want to just add things to cart before doing one click shopping.
Oh my God.
Like just let it sit for a week.
We used to do that. We used to like save up things.
Because then
a
you get free
moment
shipping
of time. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Prime really, now you're just like, I need markers.
Yeah.
Now.
I've been using Bag Borrow Steel or like Vivarel, which are rental companies for purses and shoes and jewelry instead of like buying new.
That makes me so nervous.
Why?
Like I would destroy it or something.
Well, you're covered because you're paying for a service. So
I know, it just makes me nervous.
Well, I gotta send my bag back. Thinking about it, I'm gonna get a crushed velvet YSL bag for the holidays. It's like crushed green. It's really cute. Yeah. Do you have any? You gonna watch this doc?
Yeah, I'll watch that doc.
You will?
Yeah, that actually sounds interesting to me.
I think you'll learn a lot. You'll just be like, oh fuck, oh shit.
I think I also, like, again, I'm sure I participate more than I know, but, like, even, like, I do love homework, and, like, when that woman released that, there's a TikTok out there, like, saying who donated heavily to Trump, and so,
we're not
like,
going to HomeGoods anymore.
We're not going to HomeGoods anymore, and that's, like...
And I've been sick of HomeGoods for a minute. I told you, it's, like, overstimulating, overwhelming.
It used to be a very peaceful place for me in that, like, you could just go
fun,
and look at things. It's so
hunty,
bizarre. Yeah, exactly. But now I'm just like, oh, no, fuck that place.
It's trash.
You know me. Like, I scour Facebook Marketplace for home goods. I go to secondhand shops.
Yeah.
I love
a thrifting moment.
Yeah. And same. I love, like, knowing that there are small things I can do.
Yeah.
And, I will listen. I will watch it, rather.
Confidants, confident bottoms. Tell us. I always forget to say confident bottoms. I'm so used to saying confidants, but I consider confidants as ours.
Oh,
like
okay,
they're a confidant.
People also come up and go, "I'm a confident bottom."
Yeah, it's just. I think it sounds easy with. I don't know the
it's
way.
Whatever.
It flows. My confidants. That's what I always sing.
Sure.
Confidants, confident bottoms. All of ours, or all of the babies, are under one umbrella. What do you guys think of? this conversation,
fast
this topic?
Fashion.
Are you using it? Did this inspire you to cut down a little? Are you going to watch that doc? Do you have a problem shopping like me?
Maybe donate instead of throwing stuff away, if in case 100. You're not doing that.
Yeah.
And leave us a review. 5 stars,
yes.
Please.
Zach, you got anything coming
and
up?
And some keywords. I'm headlining the Kansas City Funny Bone on January 16th.
You're going back.
Yeah, they had to cancel the night before I got there.
Ew.
It's okay. They had a club maintenance issue. But January 16th, there. I'm also opening for Taylor Tomlinson in Boston, Chicago, and Toronto.
Fun.
We're doing 5 shows in 2 of those markets.
Oh, my God.
And 4 in the other.
Holy shit.
Isn't that crazy?
That's a lot.
And I think those are the only dates I have.
Take your vitamin C, baby.
I'm going to.
Hey, if you want to support a small market and get your friends something for the holidays, get them something caked up. You can find me on Etsy. I do use a lot of recycled products for these things. I go thrifting. I get to find fun mirrors, jewelry boxes, purses. I've got 2 purses I'm going to decorate. Hey, and we'll see you next week.
Whee!
Bye.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.